How many more indictments would you expect among the senior Trump campaign officials that are referenced in here? Stone told senior Trump campaign officials about materials possessed by Organization One WikiLeaks. So that's in the multiple. And then also there is a Trump supporter that Stone was interfacing with about the WikiLeaks drop.
Well, I expect that probably within the next 60 days, you're going to have a fair number of indictments. A significant number of indictments. I think people are waiting for the report that is coming out from Rob Mueller. But what I look for most is the indictments, and it's so rich in detail. To me, I think all of these indictments are going to be basically the compendium of the Robert Mueller investigation, special counsel's investigation. So I expect there to be a significant number and a significant number of names that are going to be quite familiar to the average American.
So Brennan, as you kind of watch the Mueller dominoes fall, and you said more to come very, very soon. Who's the next domino? I'll put you on the spot. I'm going to Jimmy the Greek here. Who's the next domino?
I don't know.
That's all you speculate. Give me a
No, I'm not going to speculate. No, because you know people are innocent until alleged to be involved in some type of criminal activity.
Director Brennan, I notice in leafing through this indictment, we've only just gotten it, that it appears Roger Stone is only indicted for things that happened after the investigation began. But you said an investigation was underway back in 2016. Can we read from this indictment that the special counsel's office believes that what Roger Stone did in 2016 before he committed these lying to investigators or whatever, that that was all legal?
No. Again, I haven't read the indictment. And I know that in the summer of 2016, I had numerous conversations with Jim Comey about what was happening in terms of what the Russians were doing, what was being pushed out publicly, how they got access to the information, who might have facilitated the release of information. And so whether or not Roger Stone was involved in any of that, again, I defer to the special counsel's office. But it was an ongoing, very intense investigation at that time to see what U.S. persons or officials might have been working with the Russians, either wittingly or unwittingly, to interfere in the election.